This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
71-year-old man was loading. This is crazy. The guy's 71 and working this kind of job still. Give me Christ. I'm all for sticking around jobs longer if you want to, but the physical stuff you should be able to retire from. A worker at a New Jersey chemical plant was found dead after falling into a large container of mineral oil. Did he drown? Because mineral oil doesn't kill you, does it?
Was he working with Roger Rabbit?
71-year-old man was loading a 6,000-gallon vat at the Bayway chemical plant, the corner of Park, someplace in Linden,
New Jersey. It might be hard to tread oil.
Yeah.
Either that or the fall might have killed him. I mean, if he hit his head on something falling into the vat.
Well, the vat was full, so maybe just, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Say. Yeah.
The details are really sketchy, but it doesn't sound like a fun way to go.
He's 71. You know, I'm all for working late. I wouldn't work a long time, too, myself, but we do this. You know?
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Jumping into vats of mineral oil.
No, I'm not going to be the real hardcore physical stuff guy should be able to retire from.
They never made you do that back in the day, puss?
No. Yeah. No, dude, that was one of the dumbass stunts that was never thrown my way. Hey, jump into a big vat of mineral oil. Yeah. Tread water for a while.
If there were one available to us.
Yeah.
We would do that today.
Yeah, see what affects the wax on your nipples.
Right.
Just to see if you can tread. Because what I'm picturing here is just a giant vat.
It was 1:30 in the afternoon, so there had to be people around. Yeah, so maybe he hit something, you're right. Maybe
he might have hit his head as he
and just drowned.
Fell into the vat.
Sucking in.
Yeah, they believe he was on top of the container and fell in while working, so he may have hit his head on the way down somehow.
We have a lot of people that do a lot of kinds of jobs listen to this program, so if you work at a chemical plant and they're around, let us know how this would happen. I mean, how it could happen, I should say. Yeah. Because they're dangerous jobs, man. 71. He's probably one of those kind of guys, you know, when the cop says in the movie, I'm out of here and I'm retired in a month. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's dead.
He was going to hang it up as soon as the tax return came in this year.
Hey, Jim, why don't you go up there and pour one more vat in for old time's sake?
One last time.
It's your last week. Yeah, I'll do it for you.
I think it's not like half of the season finale of Landman. Did that guy survive that got to watch? It's like, man, it's about time for me to get out of here.
He's still around. Yes, he's still around.
Wow.
That's not giving anything
That wasn't
up.
Foreshadowing.
No.
I figured he was just
not yet.
Start the clock as soon as he said that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was it because they threw a curveball on that one because he's not dead yet. Here's your gold watch. Yeah, I'm going to stick around a little bit. Oh, he's dead.
I mean,
but he didn't die in that show.
I mean, I'm guessing that if you have to fall into one of the vats at a chemical plant, the mineral oil is one of the better ones to fall into.
As opposed to some just like acid that peels away your skin.
Yeah. I mean, you don't turn into a cartoon villain.
It don't happen to the Joker. That happened to the Joker, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he fell into a vat of something.
The Gotham chemical plant.
Right.
Oh, speaking of acid, this story is out of...
Is it the good acid?
It's no, it's not.
Oh, it's the bad acid.
Wow.
Yeah, bad acid.
It's from the sun. And skiers, these are ski jumpers now, are forced to have their penises measured before the Winter Olympics amid reports they are injecting acid into their wieners.
What does it
do
to
LSD?
Them?
Now, the reason they do that,
skiers
are suspected of injecting hyaluronic acid into their genitals in order to gain a competitive advantage. Here's
why does
that
have to be in the genitals?
Well, it all boils down to the fact that the surface area of ski jumping suits, which are strictly regulated, impact stability and buoyancy in the air. So if you can get a little more surface area by saying your junk is a little bigger, you get an advantage that way. The dimensions of each jumper suit are partly determined by a measurement of their stride length, which is taken by a 3D scanner from the lowest point of their genital area. So if you make your wiener longer, you get different measurements, and then you get a different suit.
Looser, that keeps you hanging in the air longer?
Yeah.
Well, how much difference is it? It's like when somebody shaves their legs when they swim.
Olympics where a tenth of a second.
Yeah.
A couple inches.
Hundredth of a second, right?
Well, in this case, they're going for distance. So, a couple of inches means the difference between gold and not getting a medal.
On your wiener and the jump. And the jump, right. wiener and the jump.
Yeah. So what they do, it's not just the ski and the technique of jumping. It's the suit too. You watch these guys. They lean over the end of their skis, and they're basically turning themselves into a glider. They're frying squirrel.
Isn't this the one that you want to do, Nick? Haven't you always said you want to go ski jumping?
I do want to do this.
Yeah. That would end terribly for you. You know that, right?
Nicky the Eagle.
Well, what if they have a big foam pit or something at the bottom?
That's how you learn.
I think you still got to learn how to hit the foam pit, don't you?
I don't know how you
learn
to do
foam.
That.
It's
I don't
a big,
know.
It's a huge foam pit.
I can be in foam, too.
You have to learn how to ski first, Nick. Todd could do it.
I went skiing 20 years ago. I'll
to do
fine.
Ski jumping? That's got nothing to do with skiing.
Don't, aren't you?
Well, you have to stay on the skis.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't even stay on the skis.
You point the skis straight down. I guess you got to learn how to stop. That's about it. And how to land.
Well, in the foam, you just land in foam.
Yeah,
because those guys, 90% of those ski jump, you're not on snow. Only after you stick the landing and stop are you on the snow.
Yeah, well, it's ice the way down. Snow and ice the way down.
I'll wear a guardian cap on my helmet. I'll be fine.
Ideally, the ramp is covered in snow.
It's all snow.
Yeah.
They do practice in the summer in those places, too, and it's a ball bearing, looks like something like that, right? Rollers, and then there's foam at the end.
And I suppose you would have to go.
That looks like so much fun.
No one puts those up.
You still kill yourself.
There aren't recreational ski jumpers. These guys are all, they all have Olympic aspirations.
Yeah.
So the only time you see a ski jump, it's an old Olympic Village.
Somebody training for that,
it's
right?
It's old Olympic. I think there's a small one in downtown Steamboat. That was like the first one.
Todd, there is one. Yeah. That's why I know what it looks like, because I was there in the summer, and we were right beside it, and I said, that's a ski jump. It is a steamboat.
That's Howelson Hill, which is like the oldest ski area in Colorado.
Okay, yeah.
I'm guessing
the Olympics start soon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opening ceremony is the first weekend of February.
Where are they at? France?
First Friday?
Italy.
Yeah, in the Dolomites.
Okay.
Milan.
I'm guessing the liability insurance, if you just wanted to run a recreational ski jump, probably be prohibitively expensive.
I can help you out with that.
I know they ski at this little ski area in Steamboat, but I don't know if anybody's ever taken the jump.
Well, it was winter.
I would love to.
It was summer when I was there, Todd, so I didn't see anybody on it, obviously. But, yeah, they have ski hills right there for sure. That's where I rode that ski thing up there to take that, what do they call it? The
Alpine
gondola?
Slide?
The Alpine thing, yeah. We rode the gondola. No, I didn't ride a gondola. I ran just a two-guy one. Scared assless.
You're always doing that.
Yeah.
With the Teflon brakes and the concrete chute.
Yeah, I told you. I came around the corner. There's a fat kid stuck there. Yeah.
That's what I would choose for my make-a-wish.
Yeah. What, a fat kid?
Ski jumping.
Ski jump.
Well, you have to get sick first. Just go... Look, poor little Nicky's sick. What's he want to do? He wants to ski jump.
Aren't you aged out of Make-A-Wish by now?
I think you have aged out of Make-A-Wish.
I think they're
going
to make adult Make-A-Wishes.
They should do. It would involve hookers, mainly. What's your Make-A-Wish? A threesome.
Bo Jackson's busy all the time.
We just need a radio station somewhere in the mountains that could hook Nick up.
Yeah.
Because I wanted Steamboat, so I don't want to know about that's nearby. Otherwise, you have to go to Calgary or somebody that hosted the Winter Olympics at one time.
My mom traveled to Lake Placid recently. She said it's one of the most beautiful places she's ever been.
Oh, I've heard nice things about that,
too. Don't they still train there, too?
I'm sure they do.
They still use all that. Yeah, I've never been to Lake Placid. I'll just see how far that is.
Didn't Salt Lake City host an Olympics?
They did,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so there's probably a ski jumping facility that nobody uses.
Isn't Salt Lake hosting again coming up?
I think they got another one pushed. You're right. Somewhere in the future.
Is that for sure?
I think so. They award those things at least 10 years out. Usually.
Well, if they see people from foreign countries are allowed.
Salt Lake 2034.
Holy hell.
So it's this year's Milano Cortina, and then the French Alps in 2030, and then Salt Lake City in 2034.
I just heard a story about a Make-A-Wish kid that wanted to hang out. He was with the Rams or where Aaron Donald was playing.
Right.
This kid's I want to work out with the Rams. And he ends up with Aaron Donald. And so they look over and this kid's just puking in a trash can. Aaron Donald's it doesn't matter who's around. You're going to work.
Well, Make-A-Wish is not always a death sentence.
No.
It's something they're struggling with. Because I know that for a fact, somebody went to a Make-A-Wish trip, but they were not going to die. They were just a sick kid, and they got him,
Here's some other ski jumper cheating tricks. Before the days of the acid injections, some were said to have used silicone condoms to manipulate the measurement. So they'd probably add a couple inches, put a little silicone in.
They don't measure it bared out, just a bare dink?
I can't say for sure.
Hey, I'm a shower. I'm a grower. Hang on a second. Come back and measure me. I'm not chubbed yet.
Like grown men trying to stuff their bra.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly that.
Yeah.
Last March, five Norwegian jumpers and three staff members were suspended for modifying suits with a sewing machine.
Is there a female equivalent of this?
Yeah, they stuffed their vag.
Yeah, they just tried to engorge the toe.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. They want bigger pants too, right?
Yeah, but all more surface area.
And you bring up a good point, though. All the ski jumpers are dudes. I don't see any women in this sport.
That's a great point, Todd. I never even thought about that. They don't have that for women?
They should.
They got a ski.
Yeah, they do. Really,
they have to. Oh, they have it?
Yeah. Debuted in 2014.
Okay, so it's fairly new. Okay, that's why I don't remember it.
Adding a mixed team event in Beijing 2022.
Took until 2014?
There was a lot of sports they don't think women can handle back in the day.
Oh, no, they're much too dainty.
Right.
The ski
with their
jump,
gorge,
Nick.
Vag.
We'll let the dames jump.
The dames.
Right. And then I think for like the Russian women, the Ukrainian women, they would have to measure the length of their clitoris.
Right.
Yeah. Before they got fitted for a suit.
It guides them through the air.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.